Blog Talk Radio.
Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking, Chris, shrinking. Nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like those sheikins and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all speaking? Them lies and them liars, I still make flyers. I still ride bands and say MC for hire. I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face. Then you got them rappers with that cold broke face. They tour around the world, then they going no place. My KRS One moves at its own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they want to remain respectable. Stop frying.
Do you think
they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now?
Very shy and sad.
Charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see
you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4. I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to
sing along.
Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven ring, ring with the harmony.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our homeownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as $20 a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
One, testing, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 3, 8, 9, 8, 2, 5. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, this your man, Jimmy Lee. And this is the Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network. And today is What's Going On Wednesday. Now, in the spirit of Black Music Month, and since you Alex Jones fans didn't flood me with Alex Jones and hip hop, I decided to throw another Alex Jones and hip hop combo. This with my man Prodigy from Mobb Deep. Play that in the second half of the hour. Y'all love the Alex Jones, I see. And Ebony said y'all flooding the water. She can't go through it enough, so just take your time, Ebony. and slow up on that, people out there. You know, we plan it for you because you're listening, and we plan stuff because you all listening. I don't want to be doing this. Ain't nobody listening, you know what I'm saying? Okay. The Martin Luther King rollout will begin June 19th, everybody. I want y'all to stay tuned for that. Now that Illinois has a new chairman of the party, or Jack Durbin, it seems that everybody's trying to make a mad dash for the community. It's funny, I wrote a letter to the Illinois Conservative paper about picking the next party chairman and how the party should be inclusive, a two-party system, not taking everybody for granted. And it seems like the guys downstate are really amping it up. I look at the media today, and all I hear is and read is that the GOP is going to have an American Idol-style search for candidates, like blacks are beating down the Republican door here in Chicago. So it's a dog and pony show, and I'm sad that they're portraying it. But that's why we have the Martin Luther King Republicans. We got to roll out. I got a clip from a guy I was trying to run against last time I was in a primary, Bobby Rush. And he's dealing with a situation with him and Mark Kirk and the disciple. Brouhaha. I'll play that too. I applaud the president today for choosing Susan Rice for his national advisor. Pundits can say what they will and say what they might and can dig, daggle, and dance over the Benghazi and why she's not qualified. They shot her down by Secretary of State for that Benghazi stuff, and that was Hillary Clinton's fault. So, I think that she was an excellent pick. I feel that she's qualified, and I'm happy that the president has selected an African-American to another high position. You can look at Eric Holder and say that's a high position, but, you know, what authority and power does he really have? Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, National Security Advisor, those are powerful positions. And I'm glad that he chose somebody like that. We're going to play a clip of that coming up, but let me go ahead in the spirit of Black Music Month. Let me go ahead and play a cut from my man L.A.K. from New Jersey. This is Black Women Stand Up. It's called Congresswoman. 347-838-9825. Hey, let me get that Bobby Rush and President Obama clip queued up. Jim Lee's Underground Radio Network. Black Music Month, everybody.
I feel on you, my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there gon' be no us, and we salute. It's dedicated to the women, man. The first black woman in Congress, Shirley Chisholm, man. Unbought, unbossed, that's how she got it in. 1972, she even ran for president. The 91st Congress in 69. New York's 12th district, ahead of her time, ahead of her line. But next, less acknowledged Barbara Shaw and out of Houston, Texas. It's just courage with the power that describes the soul. I was elected to the House of Representatives in 72. Yvonne Burke was elected in that same year. And before that, she has served as the vice chair of the Democratic National Convention. I can't forget to mention a Chicago politician. Cordis Collins here served 23, the most powerful black woman in Congress history. I feel you, my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up.
Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute. We pay homage to MLK, but if not for Katie Hart, it wouldn't be a King Holiday. And Maxine Waters, the voice of South Central. She combated the racism, defending black people. A soldier, fighting at equality war. Shining light on the dark party, want to ignore. She was elected into Congress in 91. Well supported by the hood, and she looked out for the young. A black queen and a force in a political game. We like dreams, soul searching for a spiritual change. Gotta know about the woman representing the pain, like Barbara Rose Collins pointing out the black male strain. I feel you, my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us.
1992 was the year of the woman. Doing a lot of things a lot of men thought they couldn't. It was Maxine Waters and Barbara Rose Collins and the delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton. Three black women then elected to Congress. A lot of hating going on, but nobody could stop this powerful black movement. Damn, not finished. Cal Moseley Brown was elected to the Senate. The first black woman to do that, inspiring a whole generation of the young women who lack role models. Now we got a better tomorrow. Plus the list grew. In the years that followed, it was Corrin Brown and Carrie Meek, Cynthia Ann McKinney, Sheila Jackson Lee, and Eva Clayton and Eddie Bernice Johnson. Black women elected to the House of Congress.
I feel you, my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute.
LAK from Jersey. You get that queued up, Ebony. This is President Obama. Introducing the world to Susan Rice as his national security advisor.
You've been with me every step of the way these past 4 years, and the American people owe you an enormous debt of gratitude for everything that you've done. You've helped to restore our nation's prestige and standing in the world. You've positioned us well to continue to lead in the years ahead. I think that Tom Donilon has been one of the most effective national security advisors our country has ever had, and he's done so without a lot of fanfare and a lot of fuss. So, Tom, on behalf of us all, thank you for your extraordinary service. Now, I am proud that this work will be carried on by another exemplary public servant, Ambassador Susan Rice. Susan was a trusted advisor during my first campaign for president. She helped to build my foreign policy team and lead our diplomacy at the United Nations in my first term. I am absolutely thrilled that she'll be back at my side leading my national security team in my second term. With her background as a scholar, Susan understands that there's no substitute for American leadership. She is at once passionate and pragmatic. I think everybody understands Susan is a fierce champion for justice and human dignity, but she's also mindful that we have to exercise our power wisely and deliberately. Having served on the National Security Council staff herself, she knows how to bring people together around a common policy and then push it through to completion so that we're making a difference where it matters most, here in the country that we've pledged to defend and in the daily lives of people we're trying to help around the world. Having served as an Assistant Secretary of State, she knows our policies are stronger when we harness the views and talents of people across government. So Susan's the consummate public servant, a patriot who puts her country first. She is fearless. She is tough. She has a great tennis game and a pretty good basketball game. Her brother's here, who I play with occasionally, and it runs in the family, throwing the occasional elbow, but hitting the big shot. As our ambassador to the UN, Susan has been a tireless advocate in advancing our interests. She's reinvigorated American diplomacy in New York. She's helped to put in place tough sanctions on Iran and North Korea. She has defended Israel. She has stood up for innocent civilians from Libya to Cote d'Ivoire. She has supported an independent South Sudan. She has raised her voice for human rights, including women's rights. Put simply, Susan exemplifies the finest tradition of American diplomacy and leadership. So thank you, Susan, for being willing to take on this next assignment. I'm absolutely confident that you're going to hit the ground running. And I know that after years of commuting to New York, while Ian, Jake, and Maris stayed here in Washington, you will be the first person ever in this job who will see their family more by taking the National Security Advisor's job. Now, normally I'd be worried about losing such an extraordinary person up at the United Nations and be trying to figure out how are we ever going to replace her. But fortunately, I'm confident we've got an experienced, effective, and energetic UN ambassador in waiting in Samantha Power. Samantha first came to work for me in 2005, shortly after I became a United States Senator. As one of our country's leading journalists, I think she won the Pulitzer Prize at the age of 15 or 16. One of our foremost thinkers on foreign policy, she showed us that the international community has a moral responsibility and a profound interest in resolving conflicts and defending human dignity. As a senior member of my national security team, she's been a relentless advocate for American interests and values, building partnerships on behalf of democracy and human rights, fighting the scourge of anti-Semitism and combating human trafficking. To those who care deeply about America's engagement and indispensable leadership in the world, you will find no stronger advocate for that cause than Samantha. And over the last 4 years, Samantha's worked hand in glove with Susan in her role because Samantha's been the lead White House staffer on issues related to the United Nations. And I'm fully confident she'll be ready on day one to lead our mission in New York while continuing to be an indispensable member of my national security team. She knows the UN's strengths. She knows its weaknesses. She knows that American interests are advanced when we can rally the world to our side, and she knows that we have to stand up for the things that we believe in. And to ensure that we have the principled leadership we need at the United Nations, I would strongly urge the Senate to confirm her without delay. So, Samantha, thank you to Cass and you and Declan and Rian for continuing to serve our country. This team of people has been extraordinarily dedicated to America. They have made America safer. They have made America's values live in corners of the world that are crying out for our support and our leadership. I could not be prouder of these three individuals, not only their intelligence, not only their savvy, but their integrity and their heart. And I'm very, very proud to have had the privilege of working with Tom. Very proud that I'll continue to have the privilege of working with Samantha and with Susan.
That was the president. What y'all think? Again, I feel that Susan Rice is a great choice. Let's judge her by her actions and what she does now for the president in the next, 3.5 years, 4 years. Be back in a moment, everybody.
All this time, I couldn't shake your memory, and I never knew the sweetest love was the first. So what am I supposed to do about this curse? Oh, baby, I've got you to blame, and I'm calling, calling out your name. Oh, he's so
Bobby Rush. Let me see.
Okay. That queued up, Ebony? Right. All right, WLS. Bobby. I love you on that. Bobby Rush. Did he have any money in?
Once you want Chicago's classic hits, turn to 94.7 WLS. For traffic and weather info, tune in to 890 AM WLS for traffic and weather first on the fives when you need it most.
Good morning. Coming up, we'll talk about the Blackhawks. They lost last night in Los Angeles. But right now, Congressman Bobby Rush will host a town hall meeting about the Affordable Care Act.
Let me try another mic. I don't like the volume on that. Try another mic. Yeah, that one sounds. Got it plugged up properly, Ebony. Right on, Black woman.
Let's run it now.
And how residents of his first congressional district can participate in the health insurance marketplace. That town hall meeting is 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. this Saturday at Central Middle School, 18146 Oak Park Avenue in Tinley Park. And joining us right now on the phone is Congressman Rush. Thank you for coming on the show.
Hey, Bruce. Hey, Dan.
Thank you for being on. Now, we do have to ask you, because this made news, Senator Kirk last week had said that he wanted to solve the gang problem by arresting the 18,000 members of the Gangster Disciples. You termed that an elitist white boy, upper middle class, elitist white boy solution to a problem he knows nothing about. Yesterday you met with Senator Kirk, so I'd like to ask you what went on between you and him. Did you apologize for the language that you used?
Oh, no, Bruce, I don't apologize for things that I say unless it's necessary. And I think that I really feel that Kirk's response at the time came out of some privileged position, and that not just privilege in terms of him being a senator, but privilege in terms of his life experiences, his circumstances, his worldview, and that had nothing, that position had nothing to do with the reality of what goes on in Black America, certainly what goes on in inner city America, what goes on in poor and devastated communities throughout the nation. And I saw that that response, I thought that it was ill-conceived. I thought that it came out probably without any forethought, and that it certainly did not apply to the circumstances. And it did not even speak to the spirit of what we're attempting to do here in our nation. It seems like it's fairly easy for us to wholesale within using a meat-axe approach to wholesale, single out groups of people and say, okay, well, we're going to use our law enforcement agency, we're going to use the police to go and eliminate them, wipe them out. This is a lower level, but it's a form of cleansing, and that's not what this nation is about. You know, the criminals in our society ought to be arrested, but if you would just say, I'm going to go after the Gangster Disciples, 18,000 of them, which I really doubt those kids. I mean, show me 18,000 Gangster Disciples in Chicago.
Yeah,
I live in that community. They're not there.
Right, Congressman. Congressman Rush, you live in the community, so you know what's going on in the community, and you know what's going on at the street level, right? You understand the plight of the poor, those that are victims of the street gangs that lord over some of these neighborhoods. So if all that's true, how has your approach to these problems been working out?
Well, I tell you what, my approach is I'm the reason why I'm in Congress, for the most part, is to try to help solve some of these very, very serious problems that we're confronted with. My approach, I pastor the church in the Inglewood community. I live next door to public housing unit, or development. The things that I introduced in the Congress, a lot of it has to do with conflict resolution. I'm providing jobs. I mean, jobs is the key. I've done so many things. It would take us the rest of the day to really for me to delineate some of the things that I've done and my approach. But it's not a simple solution. It's not a one man approach, a solution to a problem. It's not a law enforcement solution to this problem. Even police agencies, the International Association of Police Chiefs, have said, you can't solve this problem just by locking them up. They don't have enough prisons. They don't have enough jails. But if you lock one up, a fire is going to take their place. So what we've got to do is we've got to look at the root causes of these things.
Right, Congressman Russell.
And that root cause, yeah. I have to say this, that root cause, a lot of it is disinvestment in the community, the lack of jobs.
All right, Congressman Russell, I don't mean to interrupt you, but there's a certain time, the problems that we have.
Buildings. We will even clean your barber shop, your beauty shop, your spa or restaurant's towels and aprons. Call Unique Towel Cleaning Service at 773-484-5027.
Ask us about our very special offer for our new clients. Call us at 773-484-5027 today and feel clean again.
Hello, this is Prentice L. Allison, founder and president of SPSI, Service Perfect Solutions Incorporated, a network of financial service professionals teaching people how to use life insurance and annuities to retain more of their income and pay the least tax on it. Our toll-free number is 877-902-9048. We are proud to have serviced more than 500 clients, national and international, from ages 0 to 99 for the past 30 years. My tip to you today is, if you are a business owner with at least one employee, including yourself, it would behoove you to get business life insurance. Why? Thank you for asking. 7 points I want to leave with you. Your premiums are tax deductible. Your policy bills cash tax deferred. Your cash reserve inside the policy is yours to use tax free. The policy will replace your income if death occurred prematurely. The company will pay the premiums if you become disabled. The policy will return all premiums to you when you retire. Last but not least, make sure your agent is well experienced in business life insurance. Stay tuned for more tips on how to use life insurance and annuities to help yourself today and protect your family and business tomorrow. This is Prentice L. Allison, president of SPSI. Toll-free number is 877-902-9048. I wish you well, and to God be the glory.
Not to be funny, everybody, but that was my Congressman Bobby Rush. That was him speaking that stuff. So I'll let you all deal with that because I ain't trying to mess with your mind. Somebody mess with my mind.
Yeah.
you keep it up, gonna give it up, messing with my mind. That's a good little theme song that I'm gonna have some of these candidates from Brown, that's the Black Republican organization that we have, Brown, Black Republicans Women's Network. So that might be the theme song, have the women out there singing to the Democrats, you keep it up, we're gonna give you up. Messing with my mind, Ebony. What do you think about that, Ebony? I think that sounds hot, too. I got this Prodigy and Alex Jones coming up in about a couple of minutes, everybody. Ebony's queuing it up. Like I said, we got all this Alex Jones, Prodigy, KRS-One, what's that, Professor Griff, and all these other hip-hoppers. Prodigy got a lot of rappers. I mean, Alex Jones got a lot of rappers talking about the Black Republican movement. That's why people been sending me this. So y'all won't think I'm the only hip-hop Republican out there. There's much more of us out there. Next week, we got Principal. Who we got coming up tomorrow? Jay Juwan? All right. Let me go in here and get some... before I bring in Prodigy, let's set up with some KRS-One. Top of the hour commercial, then we go to Prodigy. Right on, Ebony. Hit it.
Anybody in here right now with tape decks, turn them on. And put them on record.
Yeah.
I'll give you a second. I want to add authenticity to your tape. So when it's sold out in the street, you all can know this was a real party. These are poems circulating throughout the nation. Everybody's bad and everybody's tough. But how many people are intelligent enough to open up their eyes and see through the lies, discipline themselves, yourself to stay alive? Not many. That's why the universe sent me today on this stage with this to say. The rich will get richer and the poor will get poorer. In the final hour, many heads will lose power. What does the rich versus poor really mean? Psychologically, it means you gotta pick your team. When someone says the rich gets richer, visualize wealth and put yourselves in the picture. The rich get richer because they work toward rich. The poor get poorer because they mind can't switch from the ghetto. Let go. It's not a novelty. You can love your neighborhood without loving poverty. Follow me. Every mother, father, son, daughter. There's no reason to fear the new world order. We must order the whole new world to pay us. The new world order and the old state chaos. The big brother watching over you is a lie, you see. Hip-hop can build its own secret society. But first, you and I got to unify. Stop the negativity and control our creativity. The rich is getting richer. So why we ain't richer? Could it be we still thinking like niggas? Educate yourselves. Make your worldview bigger. Visualize wealth and put yourselves in the picture.
Tired, stressed out, or just need me or we time? Then Phoenix Risen, Baltimore's exclusive bed and breakfast, is the place for you. Phoenix Risen offers an unforgettable, rejuvenating experience with exquisite guest rooms. Find peace and calm in the Sedona Room or Haitian Room, or relax in front of a marble fireplace in the Serengeti Room. Call 410-462-2692 today to schedule your escape to Phoenix Risen. Visit us online at phoenixrisen.com.
Do you hear that sound? Well, that's the sound of back pain. Are you tired of nagging and persistent back pain? Whether you're suffering from a chronic condition or a recent injury, don't fret. Chiropractic has proven to be a natural and holistic alternative to pain medications and surgical procedures. Visit Dr. Todd Tucker at our Water Tower location on Chicago's Magnificent Mile for a free consultation and exam. Call 888-535-2381 to get started with your personalized treatment plan. That's 888-535-2381. Call now.
In this, her first romance novel, State of Ecstasy, Jew Ephraim finds passion on the lush island of Martinique. Reminiscent of the works of Clépas and Lawrence, Jew Ephraim's rich emotional landscape delivers an achingly accessible complexity that makes State of Ecstasy steamy, provocative, and fresh, and its author a forceful new voice who brings an entirely new level of heat to romance. With her soon-to-be-released paranormal novel, Ephraim is giving us a brand new insight into this genre. Find her books on Amazon, iTunes, and wherever books are sold.
When were you last on an amazing vacation? I'm Tracy Lewis, leisure travel specialist with Pogo World Travel, and I'm here to tell you that you don't have to go it alone when planning the vacation of a lifetime. So the next time you're looking for expert advice on that perfect vacation, you've got Pogo World Travel every step of the way. Visit our website at gowithpogo.com today and find out why they say, go with Pogo World Travel and discover your dream of vacation come true. Are you the parent of a troubled teen, or you just want to have a closer relationship with your child? If so, sign up for our free webinar called 5 Easy Tips to Effective Communication with Your Teen right now, hosted by teen expert Release Henry. Log on to successfulteenparenting.com/webinar.
Off. Caught me with the mic off. Turn the feedback. Okay. You got a lot of Ebony. This is my man Prodigy, everybody, from Mob Jeep. And I got my man Alex Jones. You know, we did a thing, yes. When we did that thing with Alex Jones and Karis one last time. So I got Alex Jones and Prodigy. We also did Alex Jones and Professor Griff. Because y'all don't see me a lot of Alex Jones. I guess Alex Jones got a big following of black Republicans or white folks that like black music. Can't stunt. Love it too. I'm going to do some old Oak Ridge Boys. Let's get up with our vet. Let's get up Elvira and go to Alex Jones and Mob Deep Ebony. Elvira. Giddy up. Ba-doom-bop. Hit it.
And I'm very excited to have with us, well, I mean, really, an icon of hip hop and rap. And we're very, very excited to have Prodigy Mobb Deep on with us. He's a Grammy Award winning rapper and one half of the hip hop duo Mobb Deep. He recently served a 3-year sentence. Oh, for the evil Second Amendment. That's right. Boy, I tell you, they went after him when he started exposing the Illuminati. And he was recently featured in the 2011 documentary Rhyme and Punishment, a film that documents hip-hop artists who've been incarcerated. He is the great-great-grandson of founder of Morehouse College. And a new book, My Infamous Life, the Autobiography of Mobb Deep's Prodigy. I don't know how long we've got it because I think we got time zones scrambled. We're about to go to break. But I've got so many questions for you, sir, and we appreciate you joining us today.
Not a problem, Alex, man. I'm a big fan.
Well, we're a fan of your work. A lot of people constantly ask me, and we're going to go to break here in a minute, about Illuminati. They see Jay-Z, all these rappers doing, you know, all these weird Illuminati symbols and things like that. I know folks are going to pause that now and say, I was making those. I'm making those to show people. That's how they do that online. But the point is, you've exposed them. Bottom line, what's your take on that?
I mean, to me, you know, it's definitely not a joke, man. It's a lot of real stuff going on out here in this world. Secret societies are real, you know. It's definitely very obvious, you know, that they're at work and it's at play in the music industry, in the food industry, politics. Everywhere you turn is everywhere. You just got to read the signs, you know what I mean? The writing on the wall, basically, is all in front of your face, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, once people just learn about it and do a little research about it all, they'll be able to see, like, oh, wow, I understand what's going on, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. You've got the floor. Lay it out. Break it down. I mean, this reported letter, when you were set up and sent to prison for exercising your Second Amendment rights, I mean, did you write this letter? And because it's very poignant, and you know, I agree with much of it. So, you got the floor.
Yeah. I wrote a lot of letters while I was in there, man. I was doing this thing for Vibe magazine, you know, just writing letters from prison, just expressing myself and things I wanted to get off my chest, things that were on my mind, and I wanted to let people know, and I wanted to show them. Even though I was inside, you know, locked in a prison, you know, I wanted to show them that I still had no fear in my heart, you know, about speaking my mind and letting people know what time it is. There's no reason for me to fear, because it's really nothing. There's nothing they can do besides kill me, and I'm not afraid of that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think right now they're at the point where they would take it that far. I think they, like, this plan that they got into effect, and it's been in effect for hundreds of years or whatever, I think it's so embedded in people's brains now. They got people so brainwashed in this world that they don't even really care anymore, you know what I mean, about people like Alex Jones, people like Prodigy. Like, they're like, go ahead and tell the people all you want. We got these people so brainwashed, there's nothing you guys can do about it. That's how they feel, you know what I'm saying? And when I say they, I mean, you know, the power and the structures that's in place, you know, that's there to control us, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I mean, looking at it, well it's twofold. 30, 40 years ago, if you talked about this, they would give you a fast-acting cancer. They would kill you. It's on record. Much of it's been declassified. But people still had courage and got the word out. And so because so many people spoke out, they've now flipped it and said, okay, we're growing the opium in Afghanistan. Okay, we're shipping the cocaine in. Okay, we're shipping the guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. And so they've decided to just go with the revelation of the method instead, because they're desperate. But if we really try to shake people out of their trance, as you and others are doing across the board, we can beat them if we can get people out of the trance they're in.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I always say, like, God always wins at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Good always going to beat evil at the end of the day, man, no matter how bad it's looking. You know what I mean? No matter what's going on, you know what I mean? Good is always going to win. You know what I mean? But right now, you know what I mean? The devil definitely got the world in the headlock. You know what I mean? It's crazy. It's definitely crazy. And it's at the point where they got it so far, like I said, they don't even care. They'll put it all in our face. You know what I mean? It's an information age. It's everywhere. It's all over the internet. What's going on, you know, it's all in these books, it's in movies, it's in, you know, it's all over the place. And they got people so brainwashed, you know what I mean, with all the, you know, fashion and, you know, jewelry, especially like in the hip-hop world, you know, in the hip-hop community, in the urban communities where I come from, you know what I mean? They got us so brainwashed with fashion, jewelry, and sex, and all this stuff. We're like, we don't even care to even think about what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of the people that I'm around, like, I look at them sometimes, and all they're concerned about is what I just said, like the fashion, the jewelry, the sex, all the stuff that is materialistic and stuff that, like, is not going to do nothing for their soul or their life.
Well, you've had it all, and you know, it's not like I've had it all, but, I mean, I've had a lot of success, gotten to meet most of the famous people in Hollywood at one time or another, and once you meet them and find out that it's nothing, it's not fulfilling. What is fulfilling is having truth and information and decency and honor. And but for folks that have never really had some form of notoriety or fame, which you've had much greater than I have, they can't understand it. They're always scrambling for it, reaching for it. Do you agree with that statement? And what can you say to young people and others that feel unfulfilled because they're not somebody making $10 million a year like a top rap star?
Man, I would say it's not all about that, man. Life is not about you know, that chasing that dream. Life is about, you know what I mean, being happy. You know what I mean? It's about having a, you know, a pure heart, pure soul, eating good, family, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Love, you know what I'm saying? Like your relationship with your spouse or whatever. You know, that these are the things that life is about, raising your children properly, making sure that, you know, each generation gets better than the last one, you know, smarter and healthier than the last one, all of that. These are the things that life is about. It's not really about chasing all these crazy dreams, you know what I mean? Because, you know, even though people want, you know, people want success you know, anybody wants to be successful, you know what I mean, in life, and have some decent money where you could be comfortable and things like that. But, you know, some people really just take it too far and they get caught up in that whole money and success thing, you know what I mean?
Yes, I think it's a hierarchy of needs. Success is great as long as you don't compromise to get it, and as long as the success itself isn't the goal. Success in doing good, success in beautiful art, success in developing things, that's wonderful. The globalists, the controllers, create a false success and set up false icons for us so that we'll chase. Basically, it's false idols.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly what it is, you know what I mean? Yeah, man, it's bad, man. It's bad because, you know, I try to reach out and, you know, share the information that I know with a lot of people, you know what I mean? Stuff that I've read over the years and learned about what's really going on, you know, with this government and what's really going on, you know, in this world and everything, and how we should really be living and taking care of our families and our life. And I try to share a lot of the information with, you know, my friends, my peers, or whatever that I grew up with, or that I'm around a lot. And I had to learn the hard way that, you know, you can't just push information on people. You know what I mean? They gotta want to know it. You know what I mean? They gotta want to change their life.
They've gotta open the door.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? And it's sad that it's like that, but really that's how it is, man. You know, I know a lot of people now that I see, they're like, yo, Prodigy, man, what can I do? Like, I was getting a lot of letters while I was in prison, right? And people write me and say, yo, Prodigy, what can I do, man? I'm trying to share information with my homeboys, my friends, and they're not listening, they don't care, da, da, da. And I would write them back, like, listen, they got to want their information, man. You know, they got to want that change in their life, man. You can't just make people, you know what I mean, change. That's something that's a phenomenon that has to happen on its own, you know what I mean?
I'll tell you what, Prodigy, stay with us. We've got to go to break for just a moment. Prodigy of Mobb Deep is our guest. Prodigy of Mobb Deep, legendary icon of hip-hop and rap, is our guest, really exposing the Illuminati program. And we were getting into, folks, you know, coming to him and saying, we're trying to wake up, you know, folks, and they're not listening. It's because they're following a false mirage, a false culture sold to them by the social engineers. But the good news is we're beginning to break through. And one of the most common questions I get is, get Prodigy on. You know, he's talking about stuff you're talking about. So here he is, sir. And you got cut off by the break. This is a short segment. You were talking about people have to want it. And then let's get into your view on the Illuminati and who's running this system.
Yeah, so, you know, like I was saying, you know, it's hard to get people to listen and to get people to want to change. They got to want that change on their own. That'll never happen. You can't force somebody to want to change their life and change their way of thinking to understand what's really going on, that they've been manipulated. Their parents and their grandparents have been manipulated. You know, it's hard to break somebody out of that spell, you know, and that way of thinking and their belief system. You know what I mean? Because
yes,
they're in a comfortable space where, you know, it just shatters their whole entire world, like, and their way of thinking. It hurts too much. It's way too comfortable for them to just stay the way they are. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like Neo in The Matrix when Morpheus gives him the red pill, and he goes, look, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing else.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that's a difficult thing, you know, and I found that real challenging, you know what I mean, growing up and you know, dealing with the environment that I come from, you know, that street world where, you know, it's a lot of knuckleheads, you know what I mean? It's real difficult to reach them, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I had to learn the hard way that, you know, I just sit back and the people that are around me that notice what I'm all about and the things that I learn and, you know, the things that I put in my music a lot, and those that want that change in their life, they'll come to me. I don't even have to find them. You know what I mean?
How did you begin to awaken?
I mean, it was 1989, you know, I went to high school in Manhattan. I went to Art and Design, where I met my music partner, Havoc, you know what I mean? And back then, they used to have these tables out in the street on random corners in, like, Queens and Manhattan, Bronx and Brooklyn, all the five boroughs or whatever. They used to have these tables, and it was, like, Muslim guys selling books, you know what I mean? And, or they looked like they were Muslim to me, you know what I mean? Because they had on the garb, the hats, and then, you know, the whole get-up or whatever. So I used to stop at the tables, and I used to buy this coconut oil. I like how it smells, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So.
Stay there. Let's come back. We've got Prodigy of Mobb Deep on with us right now. Long segment coming up. And Prodigy, when we come back, let's plug all your websites and things. There's so many of them. I want to make sure I get the right ones out, so we'll drop those on people. On the other side, to Prodigy of Mobb Deep, a legendary Grammy Award-winning rapper who goes right back to the start of all the big superstars we have today. He was getting into his awakening, and he started to you'd gotten to the point of talking to folks selling books on the street. Please continue.
Yeah, so there was this guy named Dr. York. You know, he had a community in Brooklyn called the Ansar Law Community. And basically, he had his people out in the street selling books and the Muslim oils and different things like that, like incense and stuff like that. So I used to stop at the table to pick up this coconut oil because I liked how it smelled, you know, because the girls liked it. So at the table, they would sell these books written by Dr. York. You know what I mean? And it was a book. They were the first books that I've read were books on, like, the holidays. One book was about Christmas. One was about Easter. And it showed, like, the origin of these pagan, you know, evil holidays. So I picked it up, and I was like, what the hell is this? Because they had one, the Christmas book had the Santa Claus looking like Satan on the cover. So it was just, like, strange. I never saw nothing like that before. You know, I was only like 16. So I picked up the book and I started getting into it. And I started learning who Dr. York is and what he's about and the stuff that he teaches. And then I started reading a lot of his books. And I realized that, you know, this dude was basically teaching, you know, people, especially black people, you know, about our origin and where we come from and how we, you know, we have a great history in this world and how we were, like, basically brainwashed, you know, and soul-washed of all of our history and of who we are and everything.
Well, that's right. If you go back to Roman times, no one looked at and said black men were inferior. I mean, that wasn't even, you know, debated or discussed, and you can lay out your historical review, but what really, from my research, you go back 500 years ago, they wanted to start this transatlantic slave trade, and they had indentured servants who were white in Europe, but they said, hey, we can use Bible passages and distort them, dealing with Ham and Cain and Abel, and say that these people deserve to be slaves, and it actually took some selling, but because the sailors themselves from Europe were mainly pressed and slaves on the ships, if you actually research it, I mean, most of them were captured and put on the ships to run them. That's why there were so many people breaking off and becoming pirates, that then they sold that idea, and that really is an idea that didn't exist till, what, 500 years ago?
Yeah, exactly. You know, they flipped it, and a lot of the Bible, so-called Bible stories and all that, or whatever. So, you know, Dr. York was just putting it out there, you know what I mean, and really, you know, exposing it to the world, you know, and sharing the information with everybody and accepting everybody also. You know, no matter what color you are, no matter what race you are, he was teaching that this is information that needs to be, you know, just that needs to be put out there, needs to be learned, that can help
Sure.
save your
When
soul.
Did you start learning about the Illuminati? Because you told me you've seen the Obama deception, you know, the radio show. I said, well, what's your favorite clip? And you said the Bohemian Grove, the David Gergen situation.
Yeah. I mean, through his books, you know, through Doc books, that's how I learned about it. That's how I bumped into it. Because, you know, it all coincides with each other. You know what I mean? Once you start learning the origin of things and you start learning, you know, the background. background of things or what's going on, you're going to stumble on this word Illuminati, and you're going to stumble on, you know, the whole diabolical plan and the whole grand scheme of things of what's happening, you know what I mean? So that's how I bumped into it. And then, you know, later on, years down the line, you know, I started doing research to make, this is too unbelievable, the information that I was learning. It was, like, too incredible, you know what I mean? So it forces you to do your own research. It forces you, like, back then, it wasn't no internet when I was growing up, you know what I mean? So I had to go to the library, you know what I mean, and check books out.
That's what I did, the exact same thing. So you've been awake for close to 30 years.
Yeah, I mean, I've been learning ever since I was like 16. I've been learning, doing research. So, you know, I'm 36 now, you know what I mean? So that's about, 20 years, you know what I mean? I've been really doing my research, you know what I mean, and studying this whole thing. You know, so I started in the libraries, finding old books and just passing around information that used to get passed around the street, like different VHS videotapes. That a lot of the people that I knew in the street life, like a lot of my criminal friends, they weren't all just just dumb criminals running around. A lot of them were very intelligent. You know what I mean? A lot of them.
Well, that's the economy, like they say in The Godfather, that for 100 years they've been shipping the illegal contraband into those black neighborhoods to make that the zone where it was acceptable. So people say, oh, look, these people are criminals. Well, the point is that's the economy that was set up there by the system.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly. And it's a stereotypical thing that people look at us like, oh, whatever, he's just whatever, you know what I mean? But anyway, a lot of my friends, you know what I mean, we would pass around information to each other, videotapes of like I think it was called Illuminati 2000. It was this crazy show that we used to watch, and it had, I forget the guy's names on there.
Anthony Hilder?
Yeah, exactly. Anthony Hilder and the other guy with the glasses.
Ted Gunderson? Ted Gunderson, he just died over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Jordan Maxwell.
Oh, yeah.
They used to be on those tapes a lot with Anthony Hilder. So we used to watch those. We used to pass them around. And this is how we got more into it. We like, damn, I started seeing these tapes. I'm like, hold up. This is the same thing that Dr. York was talking about. So the dots started connecting. You know what I mean? Then when the internet came around, I would research all the things that I was learning from Hilder, Maxwell, York, and from everybody. Then I bumped into you, your information, you know, Alex Jones. And I'm like, wow, everybody is saying the same thing. You know what I mean? It got to be real. You know what I mean?
And well, look at Skull and Bones. ABC got footage. They're worshiping Satan, doing mock human sacrifices. Then I go into Bohemian Grove. Here are the Christian conservative leaders and corporate leaders worshiping a big stone owl and bringing male prostitutes in, and people are like, oh, let them have fun. The point is, they're not who they say they are out in the public.
Yeah, they're doing all this ritualistic murder and rituals on little, you know, they molesting little kids, doing sex, satanic sex rituals. Like, this stuff is really going on in this world. Like, you know what I mean? You got sick people like Jeffrey Dahmer and different people like that, and I believe that it was a different background to it, why he was doing what he was doing. I think it was some ritualistic things going on.
Absolutely. You know, they set him up as one of their little ghouls. They always have their Renfields or their Igors, who are their minion servants. Then look, it's now come out in the Chicago Tribune that Halliburton and DynCorp run giant child kidnapping rings. Guess who runs most of the private CPS grabbing? DynCorp. And then they get caught in Europe and Asia running little kidnapping rings. Well, they just do it out in the open here and take your kids, and then you don't know where they go. I mean, it came out in CNN in Florida 5 years ago. Thousands of children missing. And they found a bunch of them dead. Nobody gets in trouble. Just like they're dealing the drugs. I want to talk about that with Prodigy Mobb Deep on the other side of this break. We'll give you his websites, tell you about his new book as well. And our final segment with Prodigy of Mobb Deep. We're going to get him back up in the near future and play some clips from the audiobook of his new book that's available also in book form, My Infamous Life, the autobiography of Mobb Deep's prodigy, available Amazon, everywhere else, a Grammy Award-winning rapper. I'm not going to get into all the lore, but if I don't get into this with you, people are going to get mad, prodigy. Obviously, out there, constantly, you know, you've been talking about the different icon rappers that are making hundreds of millions of bucks, that many of which you know, came up with and knew, who are just constantly selling the establishment view of the world, nothing but materialism, and constantly showing Illuminati symbolism. I mean, can you talk about why you think they're doing this? Are they trying to brag that they're with the Illuminati? Do they want to get into the Illuminati? Are they part of the Illuminati? And why are you angry about this?
I mean, it got to a point in my life where I had to step back and look at my own self. You know what I mean? I had to look myself in the mirror like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? I was promoting a lot of the wrong things, you know. And at the same time, I was putting the information that I was learning through all these books, you know what I mean, from you, from, you know, Hilda, from York, and from everybody that I was learning from, I was putting the information in my music. You know what I mean? I was like mixing the medicine with the food. You know what I mean? So they wouldn't be able to really taste it, but it was in there. You know what I mean?
No, I got it. You were going with the bling and you know, some of the nomenclature, but it was so basically people would come check out the real message.
Exactly. You know what I mean? I had to mix it in there somehow to get people's to spark people's curiosity. Like, hold up, Prodigy talking about partying and this and that, but hold up, what is he talking about right here? What does this mean? To spark their interest. I was trying to be strategic about it almost, you know what I mean? To spark people's interest and what else I had to say, you know what I mean? And, you know, I got to a point in my life and my career where, you know, it's easy to get caught up in that lifestyle, you know what I mean? You know, fast money and all that type of stuff, to, you know, the sex, drug, and rock and roll, quote unquote, you know what I mean? So, you know, I started slipping at some point, and I had to catch myself, you know what I mean, and look myself in the mirror like, yo, dogs, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, you really bugging right now. Now, it's time to go all the way, you know what I mean? Because you're bugging, you know what I mean? So I had to catch myself, and I got to the point where I just got fed up, and I got pissed off, and I said, you know what? I'm not rocking jewelry no more. Number one, I'm not doing certain things anymore, and I'm doing it to make a statement, you know what I mean? To let people say, yo, why is P doing that? Let's listen to what he has to say, you know what I mean? And basically, I started, you know, looking at the other people in the industry, and I just started picking out certain things that I've seen. Like, why is this person doing this, you know? Jay-Z was just one example of, and one of the biggest examples of, you know, artists in the music industry, you know what I mean? Because he's so popular and so big, you know. The community where he comes from out there in Brooklyn, this is where, you know, the guy Dr. York is also from. And Jay-Z was part of that community, the Dr. York community, you know what I mean? And he had learned all that information that York was putting out and all the information that I know, you know what I mean? Jay-Z was learning that also. So he knows what time it is, you know what I mean? But he just doesn't promote it.
You're saying,
I mean,
bottom line, in a way, he's a turncoat. You know he knows all this information, but he's clearly decided to join it. He's decided to, hey, I'm gonna Benedict Arnold this.
Yeah, I mean, from the looks of things, it looks like, you know, that he has chosen sides, you know what I mean, for lack of a better term. He's chosen a side, you know what I mean, and the side that he chose is money, power, and, you know, he doesn't really care to spread any type of information that might help save somebody's soul. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Prodigy, well, this was a short segment, long final segment coming up. We'll give your websites out on the other side. Prodigy of Mobb Deep. I want to come back where we left off. This is powerful information, and I've got a message to JC and others on the other side. I'll see if Prodigy will join me in this message. We'll be right back. Do these fast, sir. We've seen rappers in the media demonized lately, and you were one of the only people to actually come to their defense for calling out Obama. What's your view of President Barack Obama?
I mean, my view on him is that, you know, number one, you can't be a president of the United States unless you're part of this bloodline that they got going on that goes all the way back to, you know what I mean, European royalty. You know what I mean?
Who believe that they're related to Jesus and Mary Magdalene. They're completely delusional.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? So they got this bloodline going on, and whether people believe it or not, it's very real. You know, you will not be an American president unless you are linked and part of this bloodline. And Obama is. You know, he's a part of that. That's why he was allowed into the door. That's why he was placed where he's at now.
Well, he's related to Cheney and Bush.
Yeah.
And by the way, they're all related to everybody else. That's been confirmed.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a link. I heard a lot of people say, oh, well, all humans are related. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, first, third, fourth, fifth cousins. Like, I'm talking about very related. Like, this is your family. You know what I mean? Your mother is this person's cousins. And, like, I'm talking about real related.
Yeah, they would come to the family reunion that closely related. Well, it turns out that that Bush and Kerry, particularly, even MSNBC did a breakdown. It's like I got a French bulldog. It's super related to all the French bulldogs. I mean, it turns out they're cousins on every side in every angle. Third cousins, fifth, ninth, tenth, 15th. I mean, it's just all related.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Obama's a part of that. And whether he knows it or not, you know what I mean, because I don't know that man. I haven't got a chance to pick his brain. So I don't know, really. I can only assume, and I can only look at the facts. You know what I mean? And from what I see, you know what I mean, whether he knows it or not, you know, he's down with this whole, conspiracy, you know what I mean, to rule the world, basically. He's a part of it, you know what I mean? And, to brainwash people and to kill people, genocide, you know what I mean? Everything that's going on out here that is just so fantastic, you really don't want to believe it, you know, Obama's down with it. You
well, Prodigy,
I mean?
What about the fact that he increased the funding for the basically forced abortions and population reduction in Africa? I mean, that's the big litmus test for me, any leader, because it doesn't matter if you're white, black. You know, when people are when 52% of black people in America are never born, I mean, that is definitely being targeted. And Jesse Jackson talked about this until he ran for president and suddenly shut up. For me, that's the litmus test.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of stuff like that going on, man. It's definitely a lot of stuff like that going on. And, you know, it's sad, man. It's sad that, when the election time was going on, when, you know, Obama was running for president, I was looking at all the candidates, and, you know, I'm like, wow, this is really a black candidate. Like, you know what I mean? It was amazing to watch that, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I'm black, I'm proud of my heritage, and it would be nice to see that, you know what I mean? That would be a beautiful thing. So I'm looking at everybody, though, and I'm watching the debates with the candidates when they debate each other and all that. And I'm really watching it close. I'm paying attention to what they're saying and what they represent. And I seen the dude Ron Paul and certain things he was saying, you know what I mean? And I was like, hold up. Ron Paul is the only one up there like really exposing people, like he's really saying something. Nobody else is saying nothing like him. You know what I mean?
And the whole media came after him. One of my staff got a professional poll call the other day, and it was computerized, and they had the Republican candidates 1 through 7 with Ron Paul at the end. He tried to vote for Ron Paul, and it wouldn't let him vote. And they've caught Fox News dubbing in boos over him when he wins the big straw polls. Absolutely. That's where you can tell. If the media is behind somebody, then you know they're bad. If the media is against somebody, you know they're good.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So I had put it out there. I started doing interviews. They were like, yo, Prodigy, who you vote? You're voting for Obama? Because it was a popular thing in the rap community. So, vote for Obama, the first black president. He'll be the first black. You know, that was real popular, and a lot of people just followed like sheep. You know what I'm saying? So they asked me on the radio, oh, who you voting for? I said, if I was to vote, I would vote for Ron Paul. You know what I mean? And they were like, what? They couldn't believe I said that. You know what I mean? Like, everybody in the hip-hop community, they were just like, oh, Prodigy, you crazy. The first black president, he's black. Vote for him because he's black. I'm like, you don't vote for a person because he's black, first of all. You know what I mean? You vote for a person, no matter what their color is, you vote for them because of their intelligence and what they say they're going to do
exactly. You don't judge somebody by the color of their skin, but by the character of their deeds.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So this is what I was promoting to people, and they tried to, like, almost demonize me or like say, oh, Prodigy's crazy. What's wrong with this guy? He's just ranting, and he doesn't know what he's talking about. You know what I mean? He's a conspiracy theorist, and he does this, and he does that. I'm like, wow, there's that many crazy people in this world.
Well, hey, look who's been proven right. Continue the wars, the torture, the spying, the banker behavior. I mean, it's like Bush 3 here, or I guess Bush was really part 3 of his dad, so I guess it'd be part 4 or 5, Bush 5 here, because we all know that when Reagan was running things, that it was really Bush Sr. Talk about a wicked, wicked devil. On that front, running through a bunch of questions here, and I'm glad Ron Paul was on my list here. Let's talk a little bit about 9/11. What's your view on 9/11?
9/11 was basically a setup, you know what I mean, by the definitely by, you know, this thing called the Illuminati. You know what I mean? That's another thing I want to touch on real quick. Illuminati is just a word, first of all, you know what I mean? It means to be enlightened, you know, the illuminated ones or whatever, right? You know, the original Illuminati, that original concept, you know what I mean? It comes from, you know, the essence in Egypt, in ancient Egypt, you know what I mean? The original Masons, you know what I mean?
The Egyptian mystery schools.
Exactly. It comes from us. And they took our information, basically, and they're using it for evil. You know what I mean? So this, I just want to let people know the origin of this stuff. Like, they're taking our history, our, you know what I mean, my ancestors' history, knowledge, information, and they're using that power, which is God's power, and they're using it for evil. You know
well, it
mean?
Is true that Egypt, 6,000 years ago or more, was the first with the set up colleges on astronomy, but also farming, but also political control, and then of course that's why we're buried in coffins. I mean, it's all Egyptology, and then that's what the Masons are think they're hoarding the secrets of it, and then you have really the Illuminati being a modern branch of that, and really it's a gang of people, and of course most Masons or porch Masons aren't even aware of it, and it's an idea. They can see, we can. It's like They Live, John Carpenter. They live, we sleep, and you put the sunglasses on, and now you can see. And
exactly.
What do they say when you can see? I got one that can see.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So that word is just a word. It's a concept, like you said, for a group of people that are running things. That's probably not even their name. Alex, you know what I'm saying? They probably go by a different name. They probably have no name, but who cares?
Let me give you their name. They call it the Council, the Supreme Council of 13, that sits above the Bilderberg Group. I've confirmed this by multiple high-level CIA and State Department people and Colonel Craig Roberts and others. I would never even say it till I'd gotten it confirmed over and over again. You notice the new Super Congress is a model of that, or a subgroup, as above, below in their rules. You have six House, six Senate, and Obama as the head of the Council of 13. Again, Jesus and his 12 disciples, the 13 colonies. They always repeat it over and over again.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But the bottom line is it's happening. It doesn't even matter what their name is. You know what I mean? It could be the round table of grand wizard dumbasses. Like, who cares what their name is? It's really happening. You know what I'm saying? So the bottom line is on 9/11, you know what I mean? What they did was they killed 20 birds with one stone. You know what I'm saying? That's how I like to say it. You know what I mean? Because they changed all kinds of laws. They changed all kinds of they changed people's mentality, the way they look at the world. They pulled off one of the biggest ritualistic murders. You know what I mean? That ever happened. You know what I mean? Live for the whole world to see. You know what I mean? I put a line on one of my songs that you were just playing in the intro about how they lit the pentagram on fire. You know, the Pentagon. That's a pentagram. They set fire that day.
It's
you
the center of the pentagon of a pentagram. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was on fire. Like, and they only do that in satanic rituals. They light pentagrams on fire. You know what I mean? So I think it was more than just, something hit the building or whatever. I think they really lit it on fire for a reason. You know what I mean?
Oh, they admit that wars are ritualistic slaughter. That goes back to the Romans with the gladiators. It began as a sacrifice, but instead of the priest cutting your heart out, we have people kill each other in the ring. And the ancient Greeks said human sacrifice. This stuff does not change. And for the outer initiates at Bohemian Grove, it's mock. But then for the inner initiates, it becomes real. And then once they've compromised you there, now you can engage in the mass murder and death openly. Now, I've read, and I want to see if this is accurate, that obviously you have a right to defend yourself, a famous, wealthy person. I mean, guys that, that close donut shops at midnight are, allowed to carry guns even in cities that have restrictions. And I've read that you got set up for having a gun to defend yourself, a multimillionaire, probably 50 times over, I don't know. And that again, in New York, you're not allowed to defend yourself, and that's what they sent you to prison for, and that was basically done to punish you because of what you were saying.
Well, that might be a little extreme to say that. You know what I mean? People might have the wrong idea of what really happened. Everything is not, and this will help. This will help calm people down a little bit, too, with all the conspiracy stuff. You know what I mean? Everything is not a conspiracy. Some things happen because you did something wrong, and there's no big conspiracy behind it. You know what I mean? I did something wrong that day. You know what I mean? The life where I come from, is dangerous, man. The environment where I come from is dangerous. And I'm out there. I'm not out there running around trying to hurt people. I'm not doing nothing.
But you have a right to have a gun. I think that law is wrong.
Yeah, but you know what? The gun was illegal that I had. You know what I mean? I have a right to have a gun if, as long as I follow the steps and follow the law and get it the right way. You know what I mean? The gun I was carrying was illegal. It was a legal firearm. I wasn't supposed to have it. I wasn't licensed to carry it, none of that.
But there's only a few spots, Prodigy, where that's the case, and a law that's unconstitutional is null and void. I don't want to... I would use this example if you weren't here, because it's a good one. It's true. You know, the first gun laws were against black people in this country. After the Civil War, they said we can't have those folks being armed, so it started. And there's only a few cities, Chicago, New York, and others, where it's almost impossible to own a gun. For me, it is crazy to especially be a famous person with all the, I bet, the stalkers and stuff you've got, and to not have a gun. I mean, listen, I got a gun right here with me right now. And it's not because I'm living in fear. I'm living in strength. I mean, I got to tell you were falsely in prison. And I know it's a way to man up and say, well, I did wrong. I'm not going to say it's that I was put in prison. But and I don't want to end the interview on that. But, I mean, shouldn't you work to get rid of New York gun laws so everybody can defend themselves?
I mean, yeah, that would be a beautiful thing, man. It would definitely be a beautiful thing to do that. You know what I mean?
Yes, I think it's pure bull. I mean, I understand, it's like good sportsmanship. Okay, I went to jail. I'm not going to say I was innocent. But, I mean, well, okay, I'll use this one on you. There have been a lot of laws in this country that were unconstitutional, haven't there been?
Yeah, they have. You're right about that.
I can think of a couple right now. I bet you can think of some.
You're definitely right about that. You know what I mean? But, I just wanted to let people know it wasn't like, oh, they came after me because he's talking this stuff in his songs. That's not what happened. You know what I'm saying?
No, I hear you. But if you were playing along, then it might have gotten dropped. And I know that stuff goes on.
Yeah. You never know with that. You know what I mean? It was definitely, I'll tell you this much. During my trial, the arresting detectives came on the stand and they actually lied. Like, cold lied in my trial.
See?
You know what I mean? It was a big lie to make sure that I got locked up, because it was an illegal search. It was an illegal search of my car. So they got on the stand in the trial, and they said, oh, we saw the gun in his hand when we walked up on the car, and that wasn't true.
Okay.
They had to say that.
Bearing false witness in court? I mean, that's as bad. Look, the government's been caught everywhere. In closing, I'm sure you've heard about the government now admitting they're bringing the opium in. Can you believe that? They just admit it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Prodigy, this has been absolutely incredible, and I really respect the work you're doing, and I'm glad you're getting a good message out to people. And I tell you, I know you love New York, but you ought to move somewhere where there's the Second Amendment, because you have a right to defend yourself. And I look forward to having you back up in a month or so and play some clips of your audiobook.
Definitely, man. I look forward to coming back, too, man. You know what I mean? I appreciate you having me up here. You know what I mean? I want everybody to follow me on Twitter, at @ProdigyMobDeep.
Absolutely. Give it out one more time.
@ProdigyMobDeep. Follow me on Twitter.
And then, of course, there's the main website to get the new book. Fire that out at us, Prodigy.
Yeah, the main website is themostinfamous.com.
And, folks, follow me at TheRealAlexJones at Twitter and Infowars.com. Prodigy, let me say bye to you during the break.
Yo, the saga begins. Begin war. I'll draw first blood, be the first to set it off. My cause, tap all jaws, lay down laws. We take it with jaws, we do jokes, rush the doors. Here come the D's, time to make breeze, the guns toss. And full force, some team will go at your main source. My non-Taurus, hit bosses and take hostages. Your whole setup, from the ground up, we lock shit. Blood, your eye, fuck up your optics. Switch to kill instincts, for niggas pop shit. Your nigga know it, what's the topic? 9 pound, we rocked it. 96 strike back with more hot shit. Illuminate my team with glow like radiation. With no time for patience or complications. Let's get it done right, my click airtight. Trapped in the never ending gunfights. The niggas lose strikes and lose life. Jail niggas sending kites to the street. Over some beef that wasn't fully cooked. Finish them off, well done me. Then said 22, slug the ahead. Travel all the way down to LA.
Hey yo, it's hell on earth. Who's next? I'm gonna be first. The project is front on, and the enemy is one time. I ain't gotta tell you. Yo, it's right in front of your eyes.
We rep the QBC, nigga rep yours, it's all love. Midly stacked down, heavily guarded by hollow tip slugs. Then crack down, I wanna be thugs. Adapt the gas down, then bow down. Slow the fuck up, see how I'm found now? Articulate, hitting body parts and start shifting shit. Never hesitate, it's the rap game unlimited. Sign my roster, we can do this. Forever infinite, then reminisce. 20 years later, how we was getting it. Either with me, go against the grain, you better hit me. Legging me, you're robbing me. Niggas better body me, cause it's a small world of niggas. Talking like bitches, bitches singing like snitches. Pointing you out in pitches, cause she repped the QVC faithfully. Player hating me, all that bullshit is just making me more the better. The concentrator getting cheddar. Your shorty set you up, you better deader. I told you, shape and mold you, sun you, then I hold you. Like a pimp, my control you, double edge, blow you in the VI. Like I'm supposed to, the click is coastal. International, you local, Bacardi mix, physically fixed. Hit you with shit, then I leave a loose nigga stiff, properly fixed. Son, I solved them, pulled them in my world and involved them with chaos. Walk the beat like around the wake cops, the average pissed out. QB City, y'all fall the part three, Gotti Gambino and Ty Nitty. Scarface, rest in peace. Who's next? Who's next? I'm gonna be first. The project is front line, and the enemy is one time. I ain't gotta tell you, hey yo, it's right in front of your eyes.
MOBBDEEP, Mob D, Prodigy. Food for thought, everybody. That was like taken August 4th, 2011. For you Alex Jones fans out there, I hope I gave you all something that you appreciated. What do you think the Prodigy had to say? Do you agree with him, or do you disagree with him? It's on you. But coming soon to a poll near you, the alternative tickets, the Martin Luther King Republicans, coming soon, June 19th. Coming soon. Anyway, we got New Music Thursday tomorrow with my man Jay Juwan. Where are they from? Detroit Avenue? Where? Do we know? They got that new cut that we debuted the other day.
8 Foot Rap. It was another thing they had, other cut they had, Ebony. Let's see if I put it up. But J. Juwan, it's kind of funky. It's Black Music Month. But J. Juwan, 8 Foot Rap sounds something like this.
This shit right here is pure cocaine. Shout out to my nigga Juwan DeWayne. Check it, check it. If you niggas want the real, I'ma give it to you straight like that. Yo, Hive, you about to put an ape on the map. I came in the front, niggas escaped out the back. You only 6'7", this is 8 Foot Rap. 8 shots in between your face and your lap. You better stay from round where gangsters is at. Cock back, that's how them gangsters react. I done been through some shit, I can show you the car facts. From small time niggas with fraud and carjacks, I'm the one you call to get your car back. Rather rat and tatter attack with ball bats. This is what it is, I'm giving you raw facts. And I don't give a fuck about a bitch. I just tell her to drop her draws and unloosen her bra strap. Straight out of the gate, I'm as clear as contact. One button to root, spark the hell, and fall back. Yo, high. Word the fuck up, nigga. Let that shit breathe for a minute. Okay, that's enough air right about there. Who the fuck want war with me? Guns galore, 30 inches or more, up under the F-450. Big truck shit, big money thing. I'm the shit, my nigga, you just a shit stain. The biggest nigga in the kitchen since been rain. I ball like I got a shoe deal with 6 rings. I got big cheese like Green Bay, but the greenback's the only thing that we play. Ha!
Yeah, so tune in tomorrow, and we're going to have that guy on. For the New Music Thursday listeners from the Jimmy Underground Radio Network Facebook page, thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for voting.
And voting. Don't forget to vote tomorrow. Call early. The number is 347-838-9825. It's political season, everybody, so I'm about to dove and dive into it. We're looking at Dan Rutherford so far and Cassandra Stewart. We'll see who else is coming up on the Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network. Martin Luther King, Republican, Illinois. Black Drop. Abby, how should we end this show? How should we end this show? We're going to say goodnight, may God be with you. But we're going to end it like this. People take time and pause before you run off here and do something that you would regret. It's something that's irking you and bothering you. And you think that who these motherfuckers think I am, they don't know me. And you run off and do something that you regret. For all those people who about to do something that they might regret, listen to me. To this show now or in the future, take a time out and pause. Good night, everybody. I mean, God be with you.
Hello, Jesus, Jesus, children, Jesus loves you, Jesus, children. Hello, children, Jesus loves you of America. Are you hearing what he's saying? Are you feeling what you're praying? Are you healing faith, feeling what you say inside? You better tell your story, say. And if you like it, it will come to pass. Tell me, she